Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So we were talking about optimism. One group likely to be optimistic in traditional American dream terms is immigrant students, teens and young adults brought to this country by their parents or born here for a better life who are now looking to go to college. But if your parents brought you here undocumented, it's complicated. And it just got more complicated by the New York State Senate's narrow defeat of a bill that most people thought would pass, known as the New York State Dream Act. Incensed by this defeat is State Assemblyman Francisco Moya of Jackson Heights, who joins us now. Hi, Assemblyman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me again.
And before we get to the politics and whether there might be a revote, let's talk about the content of the bill, because not everybody knows it. The state already gives in-state tuition at CUNY and SUNY to any resident regardless of immigration status. And I wanted to start with that because not only do we have more than 8,000 undocumented students currently believed to be paying in-state tuition in New York, that's been the big debate in so many states, including New Jersey, in-state tuition or not for undocumented residents. But that's a settled issue in New York. So what would this New York Dream Act do?
So this would actually now be able to expand it so that undocumented students who qualify, all of those students who have reached academic success, meet the financial thresholds that is set for U.S. citizens here as well in New York, to apply for TAP. So
TAP is the tuition assistance
program.
So that's actual state grant making to individuals to help pay their tuition based on financial need?
Exactly. And so what we're seeing now is that if we can make that open to all New Yorkers, so regardless of their immigration status, this would give them that opportunity to continue to succeed here in the state of New York. What we find is a lot of these young dreamers, who try to get into college, it's a lack of affordability. Most of them start going part-time to community colleges, then have to work, don't graduate. We see those numbers falling. You know, the comptroller did a study last year which said that more people who graduate with a bachelor's degree, the less people they are on public assistance. The more people that are graduating with a bachelor's degree, higher salaries that they're making, and the higher tax revenue that comes back to the state of New York. So we're seeing the benefit of how we can help these students who all they ask for is an opportunity to go to college.
So you're making a human argument, a political argument, and an economic argument. But let's stay on the provisions of the bill. The Times says the bill would create, in addition to the tuition assistance that you referenced before, the bill would create a private scholarship fund for the children of immigrants. If that language is accurate, what's a private scholarship fund?
Right. So the private scholarship would be open to children of immigrants, which would include U.S. citizens who don't meet the qualifications for TAP. So if they're falling short because of the financial threshold, if they're falling short because of their academic threshold, they could apply for this private scholarship that we would put together so that they could get some type of assistance to pay for their college tuition.
Does that mean it's privately funded? Doesn't come
privately
out of
funded, yes.
Tax revenue?
Privately funded.
Does it discriminate against native-born Americans living in New York by being only for children of immigrants?
No, it's open to anyone who's a child of an immigrant. So if you're a U.S. citizen and your parents were immigrants from another country, you qualify.
It would also allow this bill to it would allow undocumented students and their parents to open college savings accounts, those tax-advantaged savings accounts for money to be used for college, right?
Yes. Currently, right now, you have to have a Social Security number in order to have a – tuition savings account. This would open it up for anyone who has a valid tax ID number here. A lot of undocumented families who are working here are paying taxes and have a valid tax ID number. This would allow them to open up a tuition savings account for their children as well.
That's what they call the 529 account,
right? 529 account, yes.
So the Democratic Majority Assembly, your House, passed the bill. The Senate voted 30-29 in favor, but it needed 32 votes to have an official majority. All Republicans voted against the bill, as did two Democrats, Simcha Felder of Brooklyn and Ted O'Brien of Rochester. Did you expect a different outcome?
Well, yeah, I think we were very optimistic going in that we had the votes, but we are encouraged that it was a majority of members who voted for this bill, 30 of them. We fell short by two. The fight's not over. We continue. We still have 2 weeks to ensure that we can do everything possible to get it in the budget. We look for the governor for his leadership on this. He said that this was a priority for him. We will take him at his word. We believe that this is something that is worth fighting for here in this great state of New York, where it is the home of immigrants who come here to succeed. And I believe that we can do this by working together with our governor to ensure that this is in this year's budget.
Listeners, if you're a Republican living in a Republican state senator's district, if you happen to be one of those folks and you know that you're one of those folks, would you take it out on your Republican lawmaker if they voted for this New York State Dream Act? Would you take it out on them at the polls, maybe in a primary by electing a Tea Party candidate or whatever? 212-433-WNYC or anyone else, 212-433-9692. If you live in Simcha Felder's district in Brooklyn, Democrat who voted against the bill, would you take it out on Felder by voting for a Republican against him? That may be a swing district, I'm not sure. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. On the provisions of the New York State Dream Act, as you just heard it explained by me and Democratic State Senator Francisco Moya of Jackson Heights, Queens. 212-433-9692. Was there one particular provision? Was it any of the things that we went over a little bit that the Republicans got hung up on, do you think?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I think that this is a no-brainer. Look, I think that at this point what we see is that if there is four men in a room, three of them are saying that they support the DREAM Act, this really should be a no-brainer. This should be in the budget. The vote has passed. I think it's time for us to move and shift our focus to ensuring that we get this in the budget. And we really want to work with Governor Cuomo, our leader in the state, to do the right thing by us, get behind this issue, just like he did with marriage equality, just like he did with the SAFE Act. And I think that we can see that we would be a much better state going forward if we can help educate these young dreamers who all they ask for is that one opportunity to go to college.
And you're calling out Governor Cuomo because I gather he supports the bill, but he didn't go to bat for it with the Republicans in the Senate. Is that your point?
I think that, look, we want to work with Governor Cuomo. I think that it's an opportunity for him to really step up. We've worked with him on so many other issues that are the core values to not just the Democratic Party, but for the state of New York. And this is one of them. This is not an issue that is an immigration issue. This is an education issue. This is a moral issue. This is a civil rights issue. This is the opportunity for us to really deliver for the future of the state of New York, for the future of these kids that know the home but ours. We pay for their school already from kindergarten all the way to high school. For us now to then say at the most critical juncture in your academic career to say that we will no longer be able to help you with any type of assistance to go to college and pursue that degree, the future innovators, the future doctors and lawyers of the state, I think is wrong. and we have to continue this fight. We have to put pressure. There is a growing momentum now that has been happening, not just here in the state of New York, but we're seeing a national trend happening. California has passed it. New Mexico has passed it. Texas, Washington State 2 weeks ago, with a Republican-controlled Senate, passed the DREAM Act. It's time for New York, who has always led the way on the progressive issues, to really get back at the forefront of this issue and help these young dreamers. They're not asking for a special handout. They're not asking for special treatment. They're just asking for the opportunity to be able to apply and go to school.
Rico in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello,
yeah,
Rico.
Yeah, Brian, hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm listening to Mr. Moya. I'm actually an immigrant. I was born in Colombia. I am a veteran of the United States military. I was in Afghanistan and Iraq. By virtue of the fact that I'm living the American dream and I bought a house, I did everything I was supposed to do. I paid my taxes. I have two children that do not qualify for assistance. They are born in the United States. But I think that the whole thing, you said that New York leads in progressive issues. What about the people that are trying to live the American dream, are trying to do the right thing, are trying to do a better life for their kids, but because of the virtue of the fact that I'm a homeowner and I make too much money, sometimes I can't make ends meet because I'm a homeowner, that I don't qualify for any state assistance or any tuition assistance. And I think that that's a little, that there's a disparity there. He is claiming that anybody qualifies as long as you're the child of an immigrant. Everybody in the whole United States is the child of an immigrant. Everybody came here from somewhere else. And I think the whole thing is a little bit unbalanced, and they need to address the people that need tuition assistance, that are citizens, that were born here. Even myself, I am not claiming to be any different than anybody else, but I'm a Colombian, and I did what I had to do. I live in Jackson Heights. I paid my dues.
Everybody came here from somewhere else, except the Native Americans. But Assemblyman, go ahead.
Yeah, so let me explain both that, and, you know, let me just salute you for your service here to our country. My father, who immigrated from Ecuador, is also a veteran. He was drafted and went and served in Vietnam. If it wasn't through for the GI Bill, he would not have been able to go to college, and he actually went to the City University and graduated with honors. But it was through the GI Bill that they gave him that access. But let me just go to the point of what you were saying. So there's two things here that you might have been confused. The private scholarship is open for children of immigrants. Tuition assistance right now that the state delivers, okay, is if you qualify, if you meet the financial threshold, if you have the grade point average, you get tuition assistance. If you don't, that's different. This is not a competition between non-citizens and citizens. This is if you meet the qualifications, you get it. Now, do we need more?
Which are based on income.
Which is based on income,
exactly.
Right. And most of these children are poor. So it's not pitting U.S. citizens against non-U.S. citizens.
No, but you would use the same yardstick that the state uses to. If you qualify for the state, then obviously you would qualify for your
So, Rico, to be clear, right. You don't want the children of undocumented immigrants to be judged by the same financial yardstick as your kids?
It should be the same across the board, Brian. If my kids do not,
that's what it is, Rico. That's exactly what it is. If they meet the same qualifications and the same standards, then they would be able to receive tuition assistance.
Okay, but basically that would mean that you'd have to be on welfare or on public assistance. Anybody that owns a home,
it doesn't mean that at all.
Anybody that owns a home in New York City.
You're shifting the argument to public assistance, which that's not what it is.
So, Rico, you would like to see them raise the threshold for tuition assistance.
Absolutely. Because you're a homeowner, you're living large, and that's not true at all.
So maybe undocumented and other people can come together on that as the next issue, raising the threshold for tuition assistance for CUNY and SUNY, because Assemblyman, you know, we hear this story a lot. People who are homeowners or otherwise just a little bit above the threshold having a hard time getting their kids or themselves through college.
Look, and I don't disagree with that, but we have to be clear. We're not competing against each other. This tuition assistance is one that is based on need. So if there is a number of students that come in, everyone who has the qualifications will be able to receive it. No one gets denied that. Do we have to do more for students who are having a tough time paying for college? Of course we do. But it's not an either-or question.
Rico,
we have to do everything possible to help all of our students, regardless of their immigration status. It doesn't matter who they are or where they come from. If they qualify, we should be helping them. And yes, we should be doing more to also assist folks that need it as well, who are citizens.
Hey, Rico, thank you for your service. Thank you for your call. Please call us again. And Sheila in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. I had to turn off my radio. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The caller, I agree to a great extent with the caller who just dialed in. I don't think, to disagree politely with your guest, that it is cut and dry. It's a cut and dry issue, that it's a no-brainer. It's not. You know, there are people in this city, you know, I am from Puerto Rico. I have siblings who are from Puerto Rico. We are Americans. And I have a brother right now who is having difficulty getting financial assistance to go to college. So, you know, with all due respect, I say stand in line. It's not that cut and dry. You know, people come here from other countries and they have access to social services and other services that put a drain on our economy. And college tuition is just one more thing on the list. And it shouldn't be so simple that you pass a rule that says, oh, if you're a dreamer, you have a special privilege. You know, the guest said on the one hand, he's asking, it's a no-brainer, it should be accessible to, you know, the children of immigrants. And at the same time, he's saying we're not asking for special treatment. But you really are asking for special treatment. You know, this is a city, you know, with generations of people who came from other countries. And I say give kids the opportunity that they deserve. They worked hard for it through early education. And, you know, but stand in line, because there are a lot of other people who have the same needs, who have been here a lot longer. And we didn't ask for a special law to get that privilege.
Assemblyman Moya?
Well, so no one's saying get in line here. It's a matter of children who have been here since as early as 2 years old. This is not a special handout. All they're saying is we pay for their school from kindergarten all the way to high school. They are asking for the opportunity to continue to go forward in college. If they meet the requirements, if your family is meeting the requirements for tuition assistance, they will get it. This is not a competition between undocumented and U.S. citizens. If you meet the qualifications, you get tapped. That is the way it goes. It's no special treatment to anyone.
That's the way it would be under the bill. So, Sheila, do you disagree with the basic DREAM Act principle, which is if you were a small child when your parents came here illegally or overstayed illegally, if you're out of status because you were brought here as a child and basically grew up as an American, that you should be bumped right to the head of the line of anybody undocumented and be treated like anybody else who grew up here as an American. Do you disagree with that basic DREAM Act principle?
I basically do, because, you know, and it's unfair to the child, absolutely. But what I also see is people coming to this country and having their children here so that they can reap the benefits of what our society offers, what our economic systems offer, and then the money doesn't stay here. You know, they go back and they become professionals here, and they go back to their countries, or they send money back.
I have to disagree with that completely, and I think that we have to really.
Sheila, did you finish?
Yeah. You know, that's basically
that's
it.
Basically
and you
it.
Forgive me for generalizing, but it
yeah.
happens.
It happens
a lot.
But you would take it out on the kids.
Pardon?
You would take it out on the kids as the only way to block that behavior.
Well, that's kind of harsh. You know, I don't say take it out on the kids. I say that it has to be more equitable when it comes to college tuition. It has to be even.
Sheila, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much. And you call us again. And Assemblyman Moya, one more time to her.
Well, I think that it was just incorrect in stating that undocumented immigrants come here, get an education, and go back home. They're here for a reason. They're here for the same reason our parents came here, our grandparents came here, and generations that behind them came here for or the reason to live out that American dream. You know, the fact that you would say that they would get a college education and leave, that's just completely untrue. The fact is that they stay here, they pay taxes already, they are contributing to our economy. The undocumented community has contributed to the state of New York in 2010 a record number of $663 million back to the state of New York in taxes. So the tax revenue is coming back from undocumented. To say that they don't pay taxes is just completely untrue. And then to say that it's the children's fault here, I just think is a deplorable thing to say. These kids should not be blamed for their parents' mistakes.
Right. Well,
they
she didn't say fault. But, yeah.
And I think that, you know, the kids should never be blamed for that. We don't penalize kids now for what parents do here that are wrong or illegal. You know, why would we do that now when it comes to their education? So I think that we really need to take a step back, realize what this bill does. It provides equity for all New Yorkers, all New York college-bound students, regardless of their status, who have met the academic threshold, who have the monetary threshold that is set by the state through the tuition assistance program. This would give them that opportunity. And we should not be cheating the future generation of students in the state of New York from achieving that American dream.
Assemblyman Francisco Moya, Democrat from Queens, incensed at the state Senate narrow defeat of the New York State Dream Act. And so we've taken a few phone calls for you, pushing back on your support. Obviously, there are a lot of people we could have taken also who are in favor of this in our audience, but we wanted to have the conversation and the exchange on the issue. So just tell us if you think this is going to come back for another vote before the end of what's effectively the session this year between now and April 1st. And if so, what would change any of these Republican senators or the two Democrats who voted against it? What would change their minds between now and then?
Look, I think we look for our governor for his leadership on this. He is the one person who can make this happen. We look forward to having a discussion with the governor in talking about the importance of this and how he can be helpful. He said that this is a priority. We're going to hold him to his word and make sure that as we go into this weekend, which is Somos el Futuro weekend, which is the weekend where the Latinos from across the state of New York meet once a year, in our capital, in Albany, to discuss the issues of importance, of the utmost importance to us throughout the state, this being the priority, we hope that this will carry through and our message will resonate with our governor, that we want him to stand with us. We will stand shoulder to shoulder with him, and we will fight to continue to get this to become law here in the state of New York so that all these young dreamers can have that wonderful opportunity to one day be really good, productive New Yorkers here in this great state that is the state and the home of immigrants.
Assemblyman Moya on the New York State Dream Act. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.